City Talk.
The Kickoff with Steve Hothersall.
I think a European final means banners for Liverpool. It does. The two are sort of hand in hand, aren't they?
Very much so.
You know, they're fish and chips, aren't they?
And that's I think it's people very much enjoy it. They enjoy that bit, and everyone commits to it wholeheartedly. You know, I've got friends who were taking banners over to them from the downright surreal to ones in the past. For instance, Dirkie Lees was one of my friends did Dirkie Lees for the Athens final, which is an absolute belter. There's tons knocking around.
Dirkie Lees.
Yeah. There's,
how long did he take to come up with that?
Not but maybe should have took a bit longer. Maybe gone with the labours of Dirkie Lees. But it is, it's fantastic, I think. And I think it's going to be a sea of colour in the Liverpool end, and I don't quite know where the Liverpool end's going to start and end at this final. Because I think that, you know, I was told last night by Sid Lowe that Sevilla are getting mildly concerned, because one of the things that's happening in this modern internet world of supply and demand is that Sevilla supporters are selling their tickets to Liverpool supporters.
Oh my life.
because they didn't quite sell their end out, and that's where the shift in the Spurs along online is to Liverpool supporters in the Sevilla end.
At a good value as well.
That's a very good value. I mean, I think the one thing I would say is I'd expect between the Liverpool supporters and the Sevilla supporters for there to be a really, really, really good camaraderie and just enjoyment of it. But regardless, that's an interesting one. But there's going to be, you know, I think there's going to be, we've said this in the past, the formal figure is 10,000-11,000 that Liverpool have got. They'll have 22,000-23,000 in a 38,000-seater stadium minimum, I think, by the time this kicks off. And because of that, it'll be a sea of colour, a sea of reds. There'll be banners everywhere, and I think it's going to look great.
So do banners have to be original? I mean, that's the question, because banners have come on, haven't they? Yeah. A banner's still fine. In fact, do you like a banner that just says a pub name? A pub name and an area it's from.
A pub name, an area that it's from. It can just say Liverpool. It can just say anything. I think all you want is, I think you just want that sea of colour. And I don't think you have to really, you know, one of my favourite ones that currently gets waved on the cops, just an enormous liver bird. White liver bird on a red background. I don't think we don't need to go any further than that. That tells you everything that you need to know. And
but if everyone had that,
exactly.
Then it would be a bit dull. So you feel, well, I've got to do something else.
It's got to be shook around. What have you got for us this morning?
Right, here we go. So I found a couple on here. Hang on, let me see if... Oh, it's not letting me move this page now. Let me see. Let me tap that there. Right. We tore apart United, knocked down the yellow wall, sunk the yellow submarine. Now we're in Basel, brushing off Sevilla.
Does it rhyme?
No, doesn't quite, does it?
No, that's not getting its own back. People have made the effort. There's the fellow who's done it. Have you seen the fellow who's done it on his patio?
No, what?
There's a fellow who's done it on his patio, and he said if he loses his banner, he can always take his patio. And then he hashtagged something with a swear word in that I can't say, but along the line of that, he's going to get killed when his missus sees this, because it's all white paint all over his patio.
Right, hang on, I had a few here, right. Just a Liverpool FC with a big liver bird and justice for the 96. The road end.
Yeah, solid. Rock solid.
That's nice, isn't it? At the theatre, we put on a show. Dortmund was one of those nights. We sank the yellow submarine. Now number four is in our sights. I like a rhyme. That's David Welsh, D. Welsh 1987 on his Twitter there. Right, here's a good one. This has been done in his living room, obviously. This is LFC flags and banners. This is brilliant just because Jürgen's face is great, isn't it? So it's Jürgen with five stars and it just says boom, boom.
That's a great one. I like Jürgen's sort of semi-pouty lips there, but then why wouldn't I?
He looks like he's almost kissing you there. This is a good one because you always like that sense that scouts don't know how to speak foreign languages very well. This is what this implies, isn't it? So you read this out.
Sprechen Sie Deutsch? Nah, we speak Scouse. Halewood Reds with Liverpool FC on the top. That's a belter. I think there's a lot of that. I think that one of the big things that you get from these banners is always the extent to which Liverpool, I think, if I say uniquely amongst English clubs, it could put noses out of joint. But I think Liverpool very much embrace Europe. And I think that's sort of, and I think when you see people from Liverpool, whether they're Liverpoolians or Evertonians abroad, they very much embrace being abroad in a manner which I think you feel as though certainly certain pockets of England don't. I mean, you know, we're currently in the middle of the EU referendum. You sort of feel as though Liverpool embrace Europeanness a lot more because I think of the attitude towards England, the England team, the English establishment. I think Liverpool is sort of left going, well, we've got to pick something. and it's sort of Europe in this, you know, everyone's going to go and have a great time, be themselves, but also very simultaneously get stuck into whatever the local cuisine is. It's one of the ways in which it's a bit sad. It is in Bâle. I've said this all the way through. It's not just the stadium. It's the side. It's the nature of the city. Mm. You know, a very good Liverpool final, it happens in a city like Dortmund when they beat Alaves 5-4, where you can have 80,000 in there, but also Dortmund is very German. It's got it's a strong identity in and of itself, and you go right the way through, you look at all of them, you know, a Madrid final would be great, a Berlin final would be great, a Berlin final, Steve, I'd be there now, I'd be talking to you from Berlin. You know, the idea of being able to really embrace a place and a city and go there en masse and have a really nice time, and I think that's the key thing. It's to have a really nice time whilst being in the city and all that sort of stuff. Doing Dortmund away this year, you know, the Dortmund authorities knew exactly what they were going to get from the Liverpool supporters, mm-hmm. and the Liverpool supporters delivered. We'll all be in this square, we'll all be having a great time, there'll be banners, there'll be colour, there'll be loads and loads of drinking going on, everyone will be having a good time.
It's a party.
It's a party, exactly.
The culture
it
as
is.
Well, it's everything that goes around.
Yeah, I know loads
it.
Of people who go and, you know, go and drink the red wine, I'll just have a lovely time, go and see what's happening in these cities, and don't just turn it into one or two days in and out, but turn it into the idea that you get to know more about the country that you go into. One of the issues with Bâle is because there isn't the amount of accommodation that you need and all that sort of stuff, and the nature of the city itself, that it doesn't open that up. And I know people who, you know, there's if you go right the way back, you go back to the late 70s, a lot of the people who used to go on European aways back then, it was the first experience of being abroad, was through the football club. So it becomes part of the football club, the idea of you go abroad, but whilst you're there, you get as much out of it as you can, and then you come back and you go, oh, it's great, you know, insert name of city here, it's Boss, and we should all go. But we'll see where the Reds play next, and we'll go there instead.
And as you probably guessed, both me and Neil aren't going, and we're absolutely gutted about that. But just a couple more here. And actually what you said about Europe then, I've got an idea for a flag. Forget Brexit, Klopsit.
I will take that all.
Do you like that?
I'll take that. Let's have it. We should get it made, Steve.
Okay.
Put it together.
I like the one you read out, the Sprachensie Deutsch.
Sprachensie Deutsch.
They've hung it on their house outside, you know, just to see what it would look like hung up. Right, here's a couple more. He's taken over power. He's only just begun. Life is Klopp. That doesn't rhyme, but it's nice. Liverpool FC, Britain's greatest European elite, dominating throughout the world. Pride in our past, faith in our future. That's LFC flags and banners. That's a nice one. It's got 77, 78, 81, 84, 05 on it.
Do you think we're going to win?
Yeah, I'm almost too confident about the whole thing. I don't know why. You?
Yeah, but I think it's going to be hard. I think it wouldn't surprise me. I've got a thing in my head that it's going to be extra time, because every single time we found a way to play more football this season, we pretty much managed to do it. Mm. So I think they're going to be really good on the break. And I think we've looked a bit shaky in centre mid with people running at us, because Milner's being obviously given the job of going searching for the ball, getting out of position, Chan's being left there on his own. So I am a little bit worried about what he could do to us on the break. But I think, I fancy us to do it, but I think it may not be. Yeah, I can see it going extra time and maybe even penalties. I think it's going to be a tight game, but the reason why everyone's confident is because the journey's been so spectacular that everyone thinks, well, it's got to be capped.
You've got carried away with it then, haven't you?
It's got to be capped with the final thing and the whole sort of the momentum of the journey and also the context of Klopp within that. And the League Cup run almost feeds into that as well, this idea that we're on some sort of journey this season. It'd be a massive shame if we didn't end up with the trophy, so you obviously want think the thing that you want to happen will happen. But, I think if we score first, I think if we score first, then I think we probably go on and win the game. But if they score first, I think we could be in for a very long night.
Neil Atkinson, he's back at the Nerve Centre for the Anfield Wrap tomorrow. Gibbo's out there. We're going to link up with Gibbo in the morning.
Oh,
yeah. Can't wait.
Oh, yeah. I tell you, he'll be flying.
Yeah, I bet he will. He'll be flying something. Right, thank you, Neil, very much indeed.
This is Radio City Talk. Rock, sport and talk for Liverpool.